Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Korman from CISA and Carl Bittenbender and Julie Robinson from the kind of brand new Quab and Harvest Co-op in Orange.
You got it.
Now, I thought I might be out of the loop, and then I didn't feel too bad when you told me that this has only been open for how long?
4.5 months.
And Julie, you're the general manager, and Carl, you're on the board.
Yes, sir.
What do you do as a board member?
Well, I'm chairman of the Finance and Operations Committee and have been deeply involved in putting this old bank building into a store.
How long has this been a work in progress here?
Began about 6 years ago as a produce CSA, something a little different than your traditional CSA where you go to the farm. We had the farmers come to us, and so that way you got a larger variety, one stop for locally sourced produce. And we still do that to this day.
And that is that how the co-op works to this day? So is it different than some of the other co-ops that people might be familiar with, where you, like, you know, you could become a member and then you maybe get a discount?
We still have our produce CSA. It is a component of the store.
Mm-hmm.
So our store is open to everyone. You can choose to be a member owner, and being a part of the produce CSA is one of your benefits. We also do a fuel oil cooperative. So if you're a member owner, you get even more off of your orange oil bill.
Tell me a little bit about why Orange and what this means for the community in Orange, Athol, the sort of North Quabbin region, as it's called.
Is it a city or a town?
It's a town.
It's a color.
So it's a now it's a town with appeal, is what I've heard.
Exactly.
Excellent. Oh, I love that.
There's a lot
one.
Of Athol jokes too, but I won't make them right now.
Alrighty.
But what does it mean for that area, though, this co-op?
It's huge in that Orange had been designated as a food desert.
Yeah.
There are no grocery stores in Orange until us. So you could go to a little convenience store, and so you could get your bag of chips or, you know, a single banana and your cigarettes, but no place to get fresh food in Orange. So what we are is the anchor for downtown Orange to be that source and that place where you can get real good locally sourced foods.
Carl Bittenbender, who's on the board, where in Orange is it?
It's the center of town, at the corner of Main, and Main.
Main.
Right across the street from the town hall. It's in an old bank building that has been the center of business for years.
So it is new to the community over the last 4.5 months, and people may recognize Julie's voice from when Joan Holliday would do her wine tastings at the Brattleboro Food Co-op. So you are coming from the Brattleboro Food Co-op and kind of helping to establish this co-op?
Yes. I've been working in cooperatives and natural foods for more than 25 years, and this was an opportunity just not to be passed up.
Mm-hmm.
Could you share the role other co-ops have in establishing new co-ops, and did it play any role for your co-op?
Oh, definitely. There is the Neighboring Food Co-op Alliance.
And financial support from Greenfields Market.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And there's been an invitation to Julie from Brattleboro Co-op to come up and look in our warehouse. Do we have some equipment you could use?
So you're old co-op kind of employer.
They gifted
let you
us.
Go.
Yeah.
Imagine if the, you know, National Football League worked like that.
Well,
you could get Wes Welker for a couple plays. It's cooperative in more than just name. I mean, it really is in your practice.
Yes.
Now, you had a specific vision about what you wanted that co-op to be like when those doors first opened.
Yes, I wanted to make sure that when you walked into the store, you immediately thought, oh, I can do my shopping here. They have everything I need.
So, Julie, you came from a sort of co-op background. Carl, what made you want to be on the board of this co-op?
They drafted me.
Who's they?
The board thought I knew something about financing. So I've been with them for a couple of years now. My wife and I's interest in this project is that a lot of the food we want, we've got to go to Whole Foods in Hadley.
Wow.
We've got to
go all the way from Orange.
From Orange. We've got to go to Greenfield Market. And now we can come downtown and shop locally.
And do you live in Orange?
Live in Orange.
Yeah.
50 years.
What's interesting to me to watch over the years has been, you know, the way that Northampton has had the quote-unquote Hamp-NoHo divide, the sort of old Hamp versus newer NoHo. Mm-hmm. Greenfield's gone through some similar struggles. Turner's has gone through some similar struggles. Is this something that is a pressure point in Orange, or are you seeing sort of the old guard of Orange and maybe some of the younger, maybe more progressive leaning people all coming together in this store?
We are seeing a huge diversity. And in fact, I don't even look at it as diversity, but this is just reality.
Yeah.
So you will find everyone from the farmer who's providing us the beef coming in to get their vegetables. Yes, you do have some folks that go, I want the tortured orchard garlic balsamic glaze. And you've got some folks who just want, I want my broccoli.
Yeah, I think it's amazing because food deserts are a huge problem in this country that the problem is being solved in Orange, which was a food desert, by this locally sourced, locally grown, largely organic leaning, you know, new co-op called Quabbin Harvest.
One irony, of course, is that calls a town like Orange a food desert when there are farms within 5 miles. But I think that's actually an advantage to Orange. People, you know, have to think about how can we bring our commerce into one central place where it benefits everybody, people who can't jump in a car and drive 10 miles, and farmers who don't want to be dropping off food at so many different outlets, but can do it in one place.
Because of our relationship with Mount Grace Land Conservation Trust, a big part of their investment is in sustaining the land and farms.
They own the building.
Yeah. Ah, yes. That's really interesting too. So you've got the land trust in there. You've got this kind of CSA model, and you've got this cooperative model for the store.
So you've got the whole string of food chain.
It is. The connection from the land to the consumer is much more visible.
So all your values under one roof.
Yeah. And in Orange.
And in
it's
Orange.
Great. Julie Robinson, who is the general manager, and Carl Bittenbender, who is on the board of Quabbin Harvest, the just newly born co-op in Orange at the corner of Main and Main and Main and Main. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.